Hello, this is Rosemary Hugo Fielding. I'm Father Hugo's niece, and I have a short message. I encourage everyone to make the retreat in Greensburg or Pittsburgh under the teaching of Father John Mary Tompkins, a Benedictine priest from St. Vincent's Abbey in Greensburg. Information on the retreats that he gives is given on this website. I say this because Father Hugo always emphasized that the conferences of the retreat should be given in the context of a silent retreat. Silence was so important to him that the final name of the retreat was Encounter with Silence, as it is called today. He said that one retreatant told him that the retreat should be called Encounter in Silence. But Father Hugo, though he definitely saw the retreatant's point, stuck with Encounter with Silence. He always acknowledged that the theologian Father Karl Rahner had come up with that phrase for a title of a book that Father Rahner had written. Father Rahner's book, by the way, has nothing to do with the retreat and vice versa. Father Hugo liked the title because it highlighted silence. In any case, Father Hugo said that complete silence was needed for God's truth and love to truly penetrate the retreatant's thoughts and actions so that they could go back home and live the retreat. I've made the retreat 5 times, and I agree with him. Because of Father Hugo's wishes and the importance of silence, we were somewhat reluctant to broadcast the conferences online in a podcast. We put up these conferences knowing that listening to them while one is working or driving is not conducive to the meditative and prayerful attention that Father Hugo wished for his retreatants. We do so because we are certain that the teachings themselves are so important for people to hear today. It is very hard for young people to make a 7-day silent retreat, harder than it was when I made it some 40 years ago. And so, for the people who desire to hear Father Hugo teach the retreat, we decided the conferences should be made available in this format. We know that Father Hugo ended all his conferences with the words, "Let us think on these things." And all the retreatants would go do so, staying in the chapel for at least 10 minutes. So, for Father Hugo's sake, please try to think on these things yourselves in silence after each conference, if you can. There are 4 people in particular that made this audio podcast possible. Gavana from California, who in the 1980s persuaded Father Hugo to let his retreat be taped so that the retreatants could listen to the teachings at home. Gavana made sure that every retreat was taped, and she would provide a set of cassettes for any retreatant who requested one. Bob from Pittsburgh, who among many other services on behalf of Father Hugo and the retreat over many years, digitalized the cassette recordings for us. And David Fielding, my husband, who put them up on the website. Finally, Father Hugo's sister, my late aunt, Cecilia Marie Hugo, made possible the continuation of Father Hugo's work after his death in 1985 through the retreats, the books, and the website. Cecilia Hugo, who died in 2006, worked tirelessly on behalf of my uncle's apostolic work, and I do not think it would be continued today if it hadn't been for her. Once again, please consider making the retreat itself. There is no substitution for that. I also recommend reading Father Hugo's books to aid in fully understanding the beauty and strength of Catholic doctrine. This was the last retreat that Father Hugo taught. He was killed in a car accident on October 1st, 1985, 2 days after this retreat's completion. He had given the retreats over a span of 40-some years. Thank you and goodbye.